Hello, it is May 4th, 2014. The time is 6:29 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Sunday early evening. And it's been 24 hours since I first heard the breaking news of Audioboo changing its name to Audioboom. No, I don't think so. Been 24 hours. I took a deep breath. I've looked into this. I don't believe the hype, folks. Audioboo, the app, is going to be Audioboo. I said it, okay? And I think I have something to back that up. When the news broke yesterday, or I guess it was 2 days ago, Friday. I like I said, I heard about it yesterday when I got home after working a 12-hour shift. So I sort of took the 24 hours to decompress and sort of digest this. But it's all based off of this Radio Today article that people were talking about it yesterday, that Audioboo to be rebranded as Audioboom. Rebranded as Audioboom. So what does that mean? Well, in the article, it says, and I'll put links to all the articles I'm talking about here. This would be article one. And in there it says, an Audioboo has announced plan to rename the company as Audioboom in 21 days after a general meeting, and will use the trading symbol Boom. Okay, that's because Boom will be in the company's name. Doesn't say it's changing the name of the app. It just said the company name. Because if you go over on the London Stock Exchange and you look at Boo, B-O-O, that's already assigned to a company called Boohoo.com. So they want to trade on the stock exchange. So they have to change the company name to Audioboom so they can use the trading symbol B-O-O-M. Okay, so right there, after looking at this article, you know, it is sketchy because it's not really clear and concise, because towards the bottom of this article, it says that Mr. Proctor, the CEO of Audioboo, it just doesn't work well for high-profile companies, artists, or sports stars, .. Phrases such as boo me at ... or sense me all your boos is just too negative. Whoever wrote this article, what do you mean sense me? I think he meant send me. You don't, spell checker doesn't correct your grammar. So whoever wrote this article is like, when did this interview take place with Mr. Proctor? Where, when, how? It just mentions a company name. It says rebranding. Okay, that's a company name. Okay. There's another article that mentions something about this, the second article here. Again, the link will be in the bottom of this Audioboo. From Mail Online Market Report. And at the bottom of the article, it says, a deal to buy, the audio equivalent of YouTube for £2.62 million led to a surge in One Delta, which is the company, I guess, that's going to have a name change. Because at the second to last sentence, it goes, One Delta said it plans to change its name to Audioboom Group on completion of the deal. That's okay. And now the third article, which is from the Wall Street Journal, One Delta PLC acquisition, name change and notice of AGM, whatever that is. I guess it's stock talk. But in the middle of it, right after notice of an annual general meeting, the second line there, it says, acquisition consists of reverse takeover under the AIM rules, and thus completion of the acquisition is conditional on receiving the approval of the shareholders. In addition, One Delta will seek shareholders' approval to change the name of the company to Audioboom Group PLC. Following admission, company's AIM trading symbol will become BOOM. Now, this meeting, annual general meeting, is to be held 10 a.m. on the 19th of May, 2014. Now, there's a couple of articles, I guess, that I found over there on the London Stock Exchange webpage. This would be what? Article 2. This is Article 1, 2. This is Article 4, where it says at the top, UBC Media Group PLC. Okay, and in that, it says towards the bottom, One Delta has previously raised £3,485 for the purpose of funding Audioboo. The Audioboo acquisition helps to secure the future of Audioboo, the future of Audioboo. So they're talking about the future, and they're using the word Audioboo. In addition, One Delta will seek shareholders' approval to change its name to, quote, Audioboom Group PLC. Following shareholders' approval, One Delta's AIM trading symbol will become Boom, B-O-O-M. Doesn't say about changing the app's name, okay? Because Audioboo is the equivalent to YouTube, they said. Now, did Google, when they bought YouTube, change it to Google Tube? No, it's still YouTube. And on the last article, this is, one, two, three, four, Article 5, again, from the Stock Exchange, London Stock Exchange, proposed acquisition of Audioboo Limited. And on that, again, it says, proposed acquisition of Audioboo Limited, proposed change of name to Audioboom Group PLC. So the previous company name was Audioboo Limited, changing it to Audioboom Group PLC. Notice of the annual general meeting. The acquisition constitutes a reverse takeover under the AIM rules. I already said that. It's changing the name, folks, not the name of the app. Audioboo, the app that we use, will be Audioboo. Based on my opinion, these articles. Am I wrong? It's not rocket scientists or science. And I guess I'm not going to believe the hype or the fact that if Audioboo does change its name to Audioboom, the app that is, the app becomes Audio Shit, as someone mentioned, and you can see from the Boo art there, Audio Cloud. They mentioned it. And I think somebody else mentioned it in an Audioboo that was sort of riding a fence that knows something about branding but wouldn't take one side or the other. So, but that's to each his own, I guess. So my conclusion is that until I see it, Audioboo, the app we use, it's still going to be Audioboo, folks. The Boos, even though they said they're posts on the webpage, we still call them Boos. It's what we make it. I think it would be idiotic, stupid, or whatever for the Audioboo company that's going to be Audioboom to change their app's name, because then they're going to have to change a whole bunch of other things. Audioboo, the app, works. So, everybody take a breath. Relax. Our beloved Audioboo, the app that we use to talk on, and I'm talking on right now on my iPad mini, it's still going to be here, folks. It's just the company's name. Hopefully. I have full faith. Okay? Because they don't mention anything about the app's name being changed. Again, Kellogg Corn Flakes, if they were going to change Corn Flakes to Corn Boo, Boom, if another company bought it, no. Twinkies are still Twinkies, even though there's a different company that's making them. It's a different company, but the name is still the same, folks. That's all I have. Y'all be fire safe. Be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now. And as always, peace. I guess it's sort of like being a fireman. I don't know. I'm putting water on the drama here, I guess. So, whatever. Y'all take care. Bye.